the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Beis addresses the question we spoke about yesterday. What do you do if the fruit or the vegetable has been processed? Does it lose its, does it retain the bracha of Shahakol? Or does it change its bracha? Does it retain its bracha of Reper Eitz or Reper Adom? Or does it change its bracha to a Shahakol? So the Shulchan Aruch gives a case, which is the case in the Gemara, where a person took dates and they mushed the dates down, they mashed it down, so you're left with a paste. It looks like a paste, and it's made out of dates. But it's not the pre anymore. Now it's just like it's a mashed mass. So the Shulchan Aruch says in that situation the bracha is still is brei pri yoetz. The Ramah says the way he understands what the Mechaber is saying. Similarly, if you would actually cook it, if you would do something which would become even more, would not even have a mass to it, would become even more liquidy. If this is normal to use it as such, the bracha is still brei pri yoetz. The Ramah, however, brings an opinion which says that in a case where, there's two ways, this is where the Morgan Ramah understands the Ramah, that the Ramah agrees to the case of the Mechaber because there's still a certain amount of mass to the mash of it. It still has some substance to it, but if it becomes more liquidy, that's where he disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. If it becomes more liquidy, so then the bracha goes down from a Brei Pi'o'etz to a Shahakol. And he says that the person should make a shahakol in order to not get involved in a machlokes. But b'di'evid, he says, you'll be yotz with a brei pi'o'etz because the ikar is a brei pi'o'etz. This point is significant also. Obviously, when it comes to bracha achronos, so normally the bracha achronos would be brei nefashos. But let's say you're dealing with one of the zayin minim. See, if the bracha is a brei pi'o'etz, then the bracha achronos is aloetz. If the bracha is a shahakol, the bracha achron is brei nefashos. Now over there, one is not yotz of the other. So that there you have more of a question. So it's come out according to whether Ramah is passing. The ikur is like the Shulchan Aruch. So whether it's been processed and it still maintains its appearance in the sense that it still has the substance to it. Or even if it goes less than that, mikir adin, the bracha is still brei pi'o'etz. So but you have in that situation, you have a choice what to make, and you don't have another option what to make a bracha, and you make a bracha achron of aloetz, not a bracha achron of brain of fishhooks. So basically we're walking away with, if the pre is still, if you cut the pre into small pieces, you can still see the actual pre, it's still the original bracha. If you mash it down, you can't see the actual pre, you take potatoes, you mash them. It's totally mashed, but there's still a certain amount of thickness and substance to it, so the bracha still is the original bracha, brei pi adom. If you take your applesauce, and you cook applesauce down, and you make it, so again, it has a certain thickness to it, meeker than the bracha is brei pi yoetz. If you're going to puree it, or blend it, so it becomes very, very liquidy, then the bracha is a shahakol, according to the Ramah. And according to the Mechaber, the pasha of the bracha would still be brei pi yoetz. Those who understand the Mechaber, this is only true if there's something which is normally done to the pre, at least sometimes. Something which is never done to the pre, nobody ever does this, and you decide you want to make, you have one of these juicers now, you have a fancy juicer, and you can make anything to the juice. So you decide you want to make mango juice. I don't know, maybe they make mango, I don't know. You want to make some type of a juice which nobody makes, you know. And next thing you know, you take some weird vegetable and you make a juice out of it, or a blend out of it. Nobody does that, so then everybody would agree that there the bracha is a shahakol. Have a good morning.